Chapter 19 History
第十九章历史
Unit 19 History Conversations
Part 1 Chang and Hank are in the same university. They are talking about the western frontier in America.
Recently, I have studied American history. I am very interested in the western frontier in your country. Could you tell me something about it, Hank?
Yes, of course. The life to the frontiersman in the West has always been an attraction to us American people.My grandmother often told me stories about her grandfather, who was a pioneer in the early days.
Really? Her accounts must be trustworthy.
In the 1870s, my great-great-grandfather heard that gold had been found in the West. Like many other Easterners, he felt an urge to go West.
And he took the wagon across the plains and deserts.
Was that a long, risky journey?
Yes, it was really a hard journey.
Did he go to a village or a town?
Oh no, the frontier was none of these. It was just wild, uncultivated land.
What kind of houses did they live in?
If they happened to be near a forest, they built log cabins.
In such a wild place, what did they eat?
They ate whatever was available.
Those people were really fearless and self-reliant.
You're right. That's perhaps one reason why we Americansstill look back upon the past with respect and admiration.
Thank you very much. Part 2. A guide is leading the visitors to visit some historic places. Carol and Clive are among them.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will just pause for a moment on this terrace,You will get a good general view of the reigns, with the forum in front of you, the temple of Jupiter to the left, and the baths and the amphitheater beyond.
Hurry up, Clive. I can't hear what the guide is saying.
All right. Just let me stay in the shade for a minute while I change the film.
Is that your last roll?
No, I've got two more rolls after this. Don't worry, we'll have enough slides to bore our friends
for months.
The town of Pompeii was a favorite resort of rich Roman families. Emperors often stayed here too. As I'm sure you know, it was destroyed in the eruption of Mount Vesuvius.Which occurred in the year 79 AD. The streets and houses were buried under a thick layer of lava. Excavation of the site began in 1748 and,
as you can see,
it has uncovered a wonderful picture of life in ancient times.
It certainly is wonderful.You can almost imagine the ancient Romans are still here, eating and drinking in their houses.
If you see any, let me know. I haven't got any shots of ancient Romans singing. As we walk down towards the forum, notice how the streets are designed. There are high pavements on either side. and pedestrian crossings in the form of stepping stones. Between the stones, you can see quite clearly the deep marks made by the chariot wheels.
Goodness me!
It really is a historic sight.
Part 3. A small white Ford shot out in front of a blue car. The two lawyers are questioning the driver of the blue car.
Please tell the court exactly what happened.
Certainly. I was driving home along Harbor Road. I was just going to slow down when I saw a small white Ford in a side road. I was sure he was going to wait there until I drove past. I had no idea he was going to shoot out in front of me.
In other words, the driver of the white Ford shot out without any warning, is that right?
Exactly. It was completely unexpected.
And you had no idea that this was going to happen?
No, none whatsoever.
Thank you.
You say you were going to slow down when the accident happened? Is that right? Yes, it is. I was going to slow down. I see. I suppose you were going very fast at the time? No, not at all. I was doing 30, that's all. Well, why were you going to slow down then? That suggests to me, and I'm sure to the court as well, that you were going too fast in the first place. No, the reason I was going to slow down was very simple. I was going to turn into the next side road. Really? Why? Because I live there. That's why. Passage: The Battle of Britain, 1940. In the summer of 1940, the German Air Force attempted to win air superiority over southern Britain and the English Channel by destroying the Royal Air Force and the British aircraft industry. This attempt came to be known as the Battle of Britain, and victory over the RAF was seen by the Germans as absolutely essential if they were eventually to mount an invasion of the British Isles. The Germans had conquered Belgium, the Netherlands, and northern France in May 1940, using the Blitz, lightning war technique that relied, among other things, on close coordination between ground troops and the German Air Force. Although the German Air Force proved very competent in this role, it was not trained or equipped for the longer-range operations that became part of the Battle of Britain. It is widely believed that had the Germans succeeded in their aim of destroying the RAF, they would have been able to invade Britain relatively easily. This was, after all, at a time when the country was the only European power resisting Nazi Germany, even though she did enjoy massive support from her Commonwealth partners. A plan to use the German Air Force as the prelude to the invasion of the UK had been discussed in 1939 and was at first rejected. However, in view of the strength of the Royal Navy, the Germans did eventually decide they had to crush the RAF first. They had won convincingly in the Polish campaign in 1939 and the Scandinavian and French campaigns in 1940. But they were now up against a well-organized air defense system. And things were going to be more difficult for them. The British, on the other hand, overestimated German strength and competence. This was worrying, but not something that would lose them the battle. And they also had a new invention, radar, to help direct the fighters to intercept attacking German aircraft. Furthermore, the British were starting to get intelligence from intercepting German communications, having cracked the Enigma code system. The battle officially began on 13 August with an all-out assault on Eagle Day. The German Air Force lost a total of 1,733 aircraft from July to October. The RAF 915. The Germans were actually winning the battle of attrition, but frustrated by the unexpected numbers of Allied planes opposing them, switched in early September to night bombing of cities. This was a fatal mistake. The earlier dilution of effort was made worse as the German Air Force wandered between attacks on transport, civilian morale, and the aviation industry. The Blitz, as it was known, continued after the Battle of Britain had finished. During the Blitz between September 1940 and May 1941, the Germans dropped more than 35,000 tons of bombs for the loss of 650 aircraft. London was attacked 19 times with 18,800 tons of bombs. On 17 September, 2 days after the German Air Force's worst day in the Battle of Britain, Hitler canceled his plan for the invasion of Britain. The campaign of city bombing continued, but Hitler by now was focusing on Russia, and on 22 June 1941, he launched the greatest land-air campaign in the history of war, and its aim was the invasion of the Soviet Union.
Words and expressions.
Attempt.
Superiority.
Channel.
Absolutely.
Essential.
Mount.
Invasion.
Conquer.
Coordination.
Competent.
Invade.
Range.
Resist.
Massive.
Commonwealth.
Prelude.
Bomb.
Reject.
In view of.
Crush.
Convincingly.
Campaign.
Overestimate.
Fighter.
Intercept.
Furthermore.
Communication.
Crack.
Enigma.
Code.
Assault.
Frustrated.
Unexpected.
Allied.
Oppose.
Switch.
Aviation.
Cancel.
Launch. Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension. Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the four possible choices. A.
1.
Where did you and your friend go on your vacation?
We spent 2 days in Spain, 4 days in Sweden, and 5 days in Scotland.
2. I wonder what's happened to Jane. She has been absent for almost 2 weeks.
She took a leave to see her father in Canada.
3. Hi, Jack. So glad to see you.
Likewise. I remember the last time we met
was 8 months ago.
At John's wedding party. How are you doing?
4. Did you see last night's film?
Well, I meant to see it, but one of my classmates came. We had a long talk about our schooling.
5. Did you visit the bell tower when you had your vacation in Xi'an last year?
I couldn't make it last time. I plan to visit next month.
6. How did you like the program last night?
Unfortunately, I came back too late to watch it.
7. How did you like the play?
Generally speaking, it was good. The part of the lady was played well. But I thought the man who played the husband was too dramatic to be realistic.
8. How did you enjoy your trip to China?
It was a wonderful trip. We went to Beijing to see the Great Wall, to Xi'an to see the Dian Pagoda, and then flew to Shanghai. B. Well, this is it. What do you think of it?
I can hardly believe it's real. I've dreamed of seeing it ever since I saw it in books when I was a child. Just think of all this being built by hand more than 2,000 years ago. No wonder it is one of the wonders of the world.
Actually, it was started more than 2,500 years ago, when China was divided into various states. 3 of the northern states built defensive walls along their borders to keep off the enemies.
But I thought the wall had always been built by Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of China.
Well, yes. You see, he united the whole country in the 3rd century BC. And one of the things he did was to join the separate walls into one wall and to build more walls from the east coast right across the length of North China to the west.
It is certainly something any nation could be proud of. I hear this is the only human construction on Earth that can be seen from the moon. By the way, how high is the wall?
The average height is 7.8 meters. The average width is 6.5 meters at the base and 5.8 at the top. Would you like to go up to the top?
Yes, I'd like to have a look from the top.
C. Today, I want to tell you about my life in the past. 20 years ago, I was a boy. At that time, things were different. Usually, I had to get up at 6 every morning. That was not very bad in summer, but in winter it was cold. And we didn't have any hot water in the house. We had to wash in cold water. We didn't have a bathroom. My mother had many chickens. I had to feed them every morning. And then I had to walk to school with other classmates. It was 2 miles to school and 2 miles back in the evening. But it always seemed longer in the morning when we were going to school. There was a bus, but I had no money. And we had to go to bed at 8 o'clock every night. We couldn't watch TV because there wasn't any. On Sundays, we had to go to cut grasses for pigs 2 times, morning and afternoon. In our free time, we could go out and our parents didn't have to worry about us. At that time, there weren't so many motors on the road, so the streets were safe to play in. And there were not many robbers and thieves in those days. We had to work hard, and we were not able to have enough money to buy things which we needed. Life was hard, but it was simple and people were happier. I often look back to the past.
Supplementary reading. The Civil War. American slavery, or Negro slavery, existed before the War of Independence. During the drafting of the Declaration of Independence, and again in the drawing up of the Constitution, opposition to slavery was put aside for a greater objective. In the early 1800s, the northern states, especially those in New England, turned from farming to manufacturing. Black slavery soon disappeared in the north. One reason was that the Africans could not stand cold winters in the north. Another was the high price of slaves. Finally, as the North turned toward industry, mechanics, but not farmhands, were needed. But conditions were different in the South. Farming remained the most important way of making a living. To meet a rising worldwide demand for cotton and tobacco, the planters farmed large areas of land. Slave labor seemed best suited for producing these crops. By 1850, when the total population of the country was over 23 million, the total number of slaves was 3.2 million. In South Carolina and Mississippi, their number was greater than that of whites, and in Louisiana, they nearly equaled the whites. The slave population was greatest where the climate was hot, the soil flat and rich, and cotton, sugar, and rice were grown. With the territorial expansion towards the west, the problem of whether slavery should be allowed to spread into these areas arose again. It became a serious political issue because it might tip the balance of power in the Senate. After much debate and fierce struggle, the Compromise of 1850 was passed, which allowed California to be accepted as a free state, New Mexico and Utah to be organized as territories without legislation, either for or against slavery, and a more efficient machinery to be set up for returning runaway slaves to their masters. When Abraham Lincoln was elected president, the southern states broke away and formed a new nation, the Confederate States of America. However, Lincoln was determined to maintain the Union. So war broke out on April 12, 1861. At the beginning of the war, the Union Army suffered a lot of setbacks. Lincoln realized that he could win support for the Union at home and abroad by making the war a just war against slavery. So he issued the famous Emancipation Proclamation. Thus, England and France stood by the Union's side. Later, the Union Army, under the command of Ulysses S. Grant, defeated the Confederate Army at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. This victory was the turning point of the Civil War. On November 19, 1863, Abraham Lincoln made a short speech on the occasion of dedicating the National Cemetery at Gettysburg. He ended his speech with these memorable words, "That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." After a series of battles, Robert E. Lee could no longer hold Richmond. He surrendered on April 9, 1865, the war that cost America 618,000 lives was over. 5 days later, on April 14th, Lincoln was shot dead by John Wilkes Booth. The 13th Amendment, which banned slavery, was added to the Constitution in December 1865.